Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Rex Huerman.
In the annals of American true crime, there's a particular category of cases that haunts not just because of the violence, but because of how long it went unseen by the people closest to the perpetrator. When we think of BTK, Dennis Rader, who bound, tortured, and killed for years while raising a daughter, attending church, writing code enforcement citations, his family had no idea. Then there's Israel Keyes, another example of a man who lived two lives so completely that his crimes went undetected by even those sleeping in the same house. And now we add another name, Rex Huerman, the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer. On paper, an architect, a father, a husband, but behind closed doors, according to prosecutors, something much more sinister was taking shape. The case has shocked the nation, but maybe no one more than his own family. His wife, Asa Elrip, his daughter, Victoria, they say they didn't know. And for many watching from the outside, that's hard to understand. How can someone be that close to a suspected serial killer and not suspect a thing? It's a good question. Tell me in the comments about what your thoughts are on this case. We're going to unpack this in just a moment. Before we do that, press subscribe again wherever you're listening to the podcast and check out our YouTube channel. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to join in that conversation right there. So to help us unpack all this, I'm joined by someone who has spent his career studying deception, secrecy, and human behavior. One of the best in the world, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent and former chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program for the FBI. He's worked with spies, traitors, manipulators, people who live double lives for years without detection. And now Robin's going to bring his unique lens to the Gilgo Beach case and reflects on what the new Peacock documentary reveals, not just about Rex Huerman, but about the psychology of the people that he lived with every single day. What you're about to hear is not speculation. It's behavioral analysis rooted in decades of experience. And it might change the way you think about guilt, innocence, and the blind spots we all carry when it comes to the people we love. Robin, I'm going to start here. You saw the doc just like I did. What's your overall thoughts?
What a strange person I am. I loved it. Yeah. That's what made, and here's why. You know, many like most of the cases we cover, Tony, you know, we don't get a closer up view of the individuals involved. We have to rely on media. We have to rely on really short clips or documents or things like that to kind of assess, you know, the human beings involved here. And as my role inside the FBI was not to diagnose anyone with any kind of mental illness or anything like that, is really to do a deep dive to understand their patterns of life, to predict behavior and identify potential areas, to identify data and evidence for testimony and all these other things. And so that's what this was really good for. You know, instead of just seeing pictures of Asa and Rex and the daughter Victoria, you actually got to hear them, hear the voices, you know, so you can see congruency between nonverbals and verbals when she's speaking. And so, and then all these other things that I had questions about vacations and how long it took, and all these things got really answered for me by looking and observing her and how she viewed Rex, how this relationship started, that whole arc of them as a couple, which we still don't know a lot about, mm-hmm. about what's happening behind closed doors. We got a much deeper look at it. And also, I had a lot of questions about the house that I got a more of a deep dive on. So it gave me more to work with, and it gave me a deeper understanding. So that's why I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because of that deeper understanding.
And we've been trying to figure this out now for, I think, more than a year about what the heck was going on in that house. What was the dynamic? What was normalized to the point where if she had nothing to do with this, how did she know nothing about this? That's been the biggest question. And even for some of the adult kids, how did you not know? And they've been bombarded with those questions. And then we're going to go through and hear what some of those answers are directly from them in just a little bit. But before you saw it, I know we've talked about it several times here, but I mean, give me a recap. What were you feeling? What was your thoughts on Asa Ellerup and her level of knowledge of her husband before seeing her own words in this documentary?
You know, I thought she might have been, and she probably still is to a large extent, you know, rationalizing things she was observing to preserve her own mental status and not to conflict with her own viewpoint of the man she decided to spend her life with. You know, typical things that we think of when we think someone might have seen something but just wants to live in denial.
Mm-hmm.
Having watched this now and watched her and seeing how he did what he did, it gave me a different flavor. And so here's what I think. Again, pure conjecture on my point, but I've seen people like Rex before. Again, assuming, you know, innocent to proven guilty, but there's a lot of hard data on this for him. So believe it or not, the place where I've seen someone just like Rex before is a spy.
Okay.
A recruited spy. I worked with a few individuals that had made decisions long before they decided to cooperate with the United States government that they were going to do just that. I might even mention on other shows with you before.
Yeah.
But what they do is this. They create, and we all have this, we all as human beings, and I know because I've done hundreds of investigations, both counterintelligence, espionage, and all that, everyone has secret place. That thing that we are ashamed of, some people have really, really small that they don't want to share with people that, you know, I kind of did this thing a couple years ago. I don't really want to share. Or I have this habit I'm really not proud of. You know, whatever it is, we all have it to varying degrees. And so everyone's got secret place. And so this typical spy that knows years and years in advance will create a secret place. They'll create a pattern of behavior that it can hide inside normal. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is this. We had one individual decided decades ago that he didn't want his family to grow up under Putin's oligarchy, horrible regime.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he did was to hide in plain sight, he carved out a periods of time every weekend that to everyone outside the family, he would always go shopping with his family, And he did his multiple tours overseas. He established a pattern of behavior of he would do this certain thing every Saturday with his wife and his children. Mm-hmm. And so the day he decided that he wants to now cooperate with the United States government, he needs to meet with the United States government. And how to best do that is to hide in plain sight. Instead of going shopping with his family at that point, he was now going to meet with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone else on the outside of that world, he was just doing what he did every single day.
Yeah.
And so he was able to hide in plain sight. So Rex then, you know, because when we're looking at that pattern of behavior, he is carving out time by saying, I'm working all these long hours.
Mm-hmm.
my family's going on vacation. He carved a persona for himself of what normal looked like of overworking. And so when I'm watching this and I'm listening to this, I says, if someone's working that hard as an architect inside New York City, what's his income level? He's got to have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the average income level, and again, they don't have details on him, but the average income level for someone of his tenure and time in New York that I did a search on is roughly $150,000 to $160,000.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge amount of money if you're going to do that in New York. And so that's odd, but he's making money. His wife is also a nurse and she's making money. Where's all the money going if he's supposedly working so hard? So again, I'm seeing these incongruencies of behaviors. I'm seeing this carved out time that people will do when they're doing nefarious things. They will carve out time to stand in normal. And here's the key, though, that allowed it to hide in plain sight, that shifted after watching the show and watching Asa. She, and I believe he chose her. I don't think it was a conscious thing, but I think there's an attraction there because he had this dark side of him he didn't want to be seen, and the only way to hide it was to couple with someone who lacked curiosity.
Yeah.
When he gave her a line of, I'm working too hard, I'm working long hours, I can't go on vacation because I'm working on these projects can only come about during summertime, she took it at face value throughout their entire lives together. And so she lacked curiosity. And then superimpose that on Victoria and the other son, the stepson, when the mother has a pattern behavior of no curiosity, and it's just assumed that this is what's going on because the mother believes it, the children will too. And so he was able to carve out these blocks of time and be opportunistic with that private time, that secret place, and hide in that plain sight. You know, choosing a parent's home to purchase. Well, he had started committing murders prior to purchasing the home. And so he's able to then control the environment. It looks like that she was actually the one that planned the vacations and everything. But what better way to empower someone with choice and allow them to feel a sense of control than to nudge them and say, hey, it looks like you're getting overworked. Why don't you plan a vacation? Then she feels like she's in control and she came up with the idea. So most, and again, pure conjecture, my thought pattern is the fact that he was able to placate himself through a lot of firearm shooting, you know, get that emotional rush, stalked his, as it looks like the evidence showing, stalked his victims and maybe even solicited his prostitutes until the point where he is able to nudge his family to get away on vacation so he could actually take it to that next level. But I think the real key that saved her and her knowledge, not necessarily plausible deniability or trying to rationalize what she saw, she just wasn't curious about anything that was going on.
True.
That curiosity is what kept that segregated in her mind, I think.
And I wonder about that curiosity, I wonder if that's how she always was, or if that's something that was kind of groomed into her through Rex of, we don't ask questions about Rex's, you know, little secret places. It would seem very normalized to them that Rex just had this place that nobody's allowed to go into
in their own home. I didn't get the sense of anything except adoration from her. Again, when she used that word, he's my hero, he came to save us. You know, when he first took them in, when she went through that divorce and the husband left, and he saved them from her perspective. And from that point on, and hey, there's a physical attraction there. She thought he was very handsome. And, you know, when you look at the word she was using to describe Rex and her nonverbal behavior, again, I don't dissect people's nonverbals with eyebrow flash and elevate. You know, I'm just looking for congruence. Was there congruence with the tempo here and congruence with the nonverbals here? I'm seeing nothing but congruence. So she emotionally very much felt the things she was saying about Rex. Mm-hmm. Very attracted to him, emotionally feeling like he saved him. And that was very consistent. Matter of fact, I even had a harder time thinking, you know, going back to the attorney, John Ray, claiming all these weird sexual things that they did in wife swapping earlier on in their career. I had a harder time believing that, believe it or not, after watching her and him. And I definitely think of it him.
Yeah.
Thinking she was included in it is what I have a hard time imagining.
I do too, unless she's one hell of a chameleon and changes her personality up depending on the odd. I don't know. I mean, based on the Asa we saw, can't really see that happening, but
he gives me the personality of that family, that security, that sense of comfort. That's why this home is so unchanged. It's because there's a lot of sense of comfort for both of them being in that family home, of not changing things, of him being this. I mean, and also the endearing things he did with woodcrafting and designing and building this elaborate dollhouse for his daughter, Victoria.
Yeah.
You know, those are things that are very, very endearing to people that all of a sudden, I can't imagine behaviorally if all of a sudden he says, hey, let's have this weird sexual encounter and do some wife swap. And she'd be like, yeehaw, family man. No. He kept calling him a good family man. I mean, again, you see, I don't get the sense from her because, again, limited. It was three episodes of the special, but I don't get the sense she had secret place.
Yeah.
I didn't see gaps of time where she's unobserved claiming to be doing something for work or claiming to be traveling without the kids. I mean, she is very, very kid-oriented. She's not looking for time for herself, at least, again, from the impression I got. So that's what I took out of that entire entire special.
Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Thank you. What Robin just walked us through isn't just a theory. It's a chilling behavioral blueprint. If Rex Heuermann is guilty of what he's accused of, then what we're seeing isn't just the story of a man hiding bodies. It's a story of a man who constructed his life, his relationships, his home, even his marriage as a cover. And in that kind of design, the people around him became more than just family. They became tools, pawns, alibis. What Robin described as a lack of curiosity in Asa, the normalization of secrecy in the home, the emotional dependence that made her believe he saved her. These aren't character flaws. They're traits that can be cultivated, sometimes slowly, sometimes even unconsciously, by someone who knows how to weaponize trust. It's easy to scoff and say, how did she not know? I was doing it for a while too. But the better question is, the more disturbing one is, what if she was never supposed to know? What if the entire relationship was engineered to keep her in the dark? We owe it to the victims, to Melissa Barthelemy, Megan Waterman, Amber Costello, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, and all those who remain unnamed, to ask the hard questions, not just about the killer, but about the systems, the blind spots, the silence that allowed this to happen for so long. Because in the aftermath of a crime like this, there are two kinds of survivors, those who made it out alive and those who were never even aware they were in danger. We'll keep digging and we'll keep analyzing to try and find out what happened in this family, to these girls, and who Rex Heuermann really is. In the comments section, let me know your thoughts on YouTube. If you're listening to our podcast anywhere, be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our content. And do check us out on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Subscribe there, and like I said, join in that conversation. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.